Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's a lot to cover today, including Colorado's Person Amendment is on the front page of the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge, his homepage, is the number one homepage for reporters, editors, journalists throughout Western media, Europe and America, so that right now, for effectively the entire industry of journalism knows about Colorado's effort to press to define a person as beginning at from the moment of fertilization. That's exciting. There's so much happening in Colorado. In fact, I'll announce here for the first time publicly, Colorado Right to Life just received a major grant from a Christian foundation promoting life. And this is tens of thousands of dollars, which is an encouragement, a shot in the arm to the leadership and the standing on principle that Colorado Right to Life has been doing and trying to demonstrate to others around the country, to Christians, pro-life activists, that this is how you fight to stop the killing of unborn children. You don't compromise. You don't regulate the killing of children. You teach people that we are made in God's image and likeness, and that we've been endowed from our Creator with the inalienable right to life, the God-given right to life. So that's going on this Saturday. This past Saturday, we had a couple dozen people that I saw at the theater watching the movie Bella. It has been doing tremendously all over the country. If you missed our interview with one of the executive producers of Bella, Sean Wolfington, you want to go online, if you can, to kgov.com. That's our website, kgov.com, and listen to that interview with Sean Wolfington, executive producer of the movie Bella. What a great movie. And the theater was mostly full, and this was a matinee showing of Bella Saturday in Golden, Colorado, at a United Artists Theater. And I saw about two dozen people that were there from the radio program. So thanks for coming up and saying hello. We had a great time of fellowship after the movie right there in the theater. And it really was great. Now, there is a rally coming up on December 1st, the Colorado effort to keep Planned Parenthood out, to stop, if at all possible, the building of this brand new abortion facility here in Colorado, in Denver. And Will Duffy of Colorado Families Against Planned Parenthood has a major effort planned, keep Planned Parenthood out. Joe Scheidler, who is one of the fathers of the pro-life activist movement, is coming into town. Joe Scheidler, December 1st. We'll tell you more about that and the website, noplannedparenthood.org. noplannedparenthood.org, and that'll get you there. You could also go to a new website. It's thewhitescompany.com. What a trip. They're the oldest construction company in the country, and they are the general contractors on this abortion facility. And their name is The Whites Company. And if you go to thewhitescompany.com, it's one of ours. It's one of our sites. And we will be exposing the Whites Company for building a death camp to kill children. And what a barbecue yesterday at the home of Bill Hornaday, the president of the Whites Corporation's Rocky Mountain Division, at his home. Gorgeous neighborhood. I mean, million-dollar homes. And there was a barbecue. Pro-life, anti-abortion protesters held a barbecue outside of Bill Hornaday's home yesterday, filled with, you know, the whole deal with foot races and frisbee tosses and hot dogs and cheeseburgers and brats and drinks and chips. There were even some healthy chips there. What a great time was had by all. The neighbors were out. The mayor of Greenwood Village was out talking to the cops. There were a few cop cars. And it was just really a wonderful time. A truth truck was there. Huge banners and signs. The Whites Corporation is building this death camp. So thank you to all who came out to this pro-life barbecue yesterday at the home of the president of the Whites Company, their Rocky Mountain Division. What else do we have in the news? Okay, do you recall about a month ago we said there was big news coming in February regarding Brian Rohrbaugh? Brian is a pro-life leader in Colorado and nationwide. And the big news, I'm going to tell you there's more big news coming in January, but I'm going to give you the February news and not the January news. But the February news is this, that Brian Rohrbaugh was interviewed for this Ben Stein movie that's coming out called Expelled. Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. It's a movie designed to expose the hypocrisy and the fear of the Darwinian evolutionist community in our universities, in our museums. They're scared to death of all the information coming out to show that life was designed by an intelligent creator. They are scared to death of that. And they're becoming basically little Nazis and thought police that if you disagree with Darwinian evolution, you cannot be a scientist, you cannot publish, you cannot teach, you cannot be a professor. Pretty soon they won't let you attend college. Pretty soon. Except that's where they brainwash most people, so maybe they'll allow you to do that. But this movie, Ben Stein's Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, you could see it online, the promos for it, the trailers, expelledthemovie.com. And Ben Stein's executive producer sent a film crew out to Denver to interview Brian Rohrbaugh for the movie. In fact, the executive producer met with Brian a couple years ago before the movie even began to take shape and laid out their goal and asked Brian Rohrbaugh for his input on how such a movie could be meaningful to the society at large, to the greater public, because of the immorality that goes hand in hand with Darwinism and the violence and the might makes right and the strong can kill the weak and so on. So, of course, they met with Brian, and then after the movie was taking shape, they sent a film crew out. In fact, they filmed in high definition, which is pretty cool, and interviewed Brian. So that's the news for February. Now, of course, Brian Rohrbaugh has no control over how the movie finally is edited, but we are thrilled that they were looking to him for some input, and we pray that the producers will use some of that interview in the final cut in the film to be released in theaters everywhere in February. Now, there's another big news story, but we're going to, just like we did with the February news story, there'll be a January news story, but that's right now, that's under wraps. So we can't talk about that. But to get back to the Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, his homepage, is the number one homepage for journalists throughout America and the Western world. This is where thousands of journalists wake up in the morning to find out what's going on, what do they need to be aware of, what should they report about, what should they talk about on their TV and radio news talk shows, and so on. Matt Drudge does the show prep for 1,000 talk show hosts. And so when a story makes his homepage, it's known throughout the entire world of media and journalism. And so now Colorado's personhood effort is now known. And that's why there's, over 150 articles on our effort in Colorado to establish personhood for the unborn. Now, one word about the twist that the pro-aborts in the media are bringing to this. They are presenting this, those, of course, who support killing children, they don't want to present this honestly or even honorably. They want to mock the notion of giving personhood or just recognizing, acknowledging the personhood of the unborn. So what they're doing is they are referring to this as egg rights, rights for eggs. That's how the Associated Press is doing it. Supreme Court clears the way for egg rights showdown. And also Drudge does the same thing. Rights for human eggs could be a ballot question in Colorado. And that, of course, is not true. That's false. It's a misrepresentation. And what we need to do is to remind these people about basic biology. Their basic biology will teach them, if they remember, that an egg has half of the genetic material that is in a living human being. An egg has half. A sperm has half. And that half of the genetic material is an egg, and there's no group in existence that I know of, part of any movement, let alone part of a pro-life movement, that advocates rights for eggs. Eggs, that's a cell out of a body. An egg is not a unique living human being. But a fertilized egg is a genetically complete, unique living human. And so, of course, they will mock us, but in doing so, they show their own ignorance. And so we need to remind them of their biology 101 basics, that an egg has half of the genetic material that a human being has. And we are talking about genetically complete living human beings. We're not talking about eggs. We're not talking about a sperm. An egg has what? How many chromosomes? Are there public school teachers tuning in right now? Should I give the answer or ask the public school teachers to look it up as part of their homework tonight? They can look it up. They could Google it. An egg has, what, 23 chromosomes, and a sperm has the same, and a living human being has 46 chromosomes. And there is no effort to obtain rights for human eggs. So that's simply factually an error. It's a bit embarrassing. And we do need to, you know, when you deny children the right to life, the whole world becomes absurd. And people have a very hard time getting the most simplest details correct, let alone matters of right and wrong. Also, Matt Drudge included just above this story with Colorado, our personhood effort here. Matt Drudge included a link to an article. This is huge, and this is also something that pro-lifers have been fighting for and attempting to teach pro-aborts. The stem cell revolution ends the need to use embryos. This is absolutely huge. This is an article out of England, the London Telegraph. And this is, well, it's just major. Remember Dolly the sheep, the first cloned animal, and the scientist who created Dolly, Professor Ian Wilmut? Well, Professor Ian Wilmut has announced that back when he cloned Dolly, of course, it was a major breakthrough. Headlines all over the world. This 10 years ago, 1997. And the age of cloning was ushered in. 2 years ago, Professor Ian Wilmut was awarded by the government in England something wicked and brutally wicked. He was awarded a license to clone human beings, to clone human embryos for therapeutic reasons, to do research and look for treatment for degenerative disease. Now, it's an honorable thing to look for treatment to help people with degenerative disease. We're not evolving and becoming better. We are devolving. Our DNA gets worse. Mutations break down our DNA. Wasn't there a little girl? Was it a girl born in Japan this past week? Had four arms and four legs. And you know what? The hospital and the parents, they didn't celebrate evolution. No. They had her undergo an operation to remove two of the arms and two of the legs. And we know how that happens. Now, evolutionists, high school science teachers, they might be ignorant about some basic genetics, and they might tell their students this is evolution, but it's not evolution. It's a breakdown in the regulatory gene or genes that create the arms and the legs, the appendages in an embryo. When an embryo is forming, you know, imagine how complicated it is to build an arm, to design an arm and to have it form and function the whole way. It's not like you make an arm, then you attach it. It's part of this functioning, living human being as it's being formed. Try creating a circulatory system with a central pump and have the whole thing functioning as it's developing. Try to engineer that one. Well, anyway, the arm, there are regulatory genes that instruct the embryo as it's forming, a blastocyst, and a zygote, and an embryo. And some of those cells differentiate into cells that will begin to form an arm. And there are regulatory genes that turn that process on. And then once the arm is being formed, they turn that process off. Well, if there is a mutation in those regulatory genes and they don't quite get the signals right, so they don't turn the process off, they say, okay, now start building a left arm. And the arm starts to form. Just one or two cells begin to differentiate, and they're going to become part of the arm and the bones in the arm and the nerves and the tendons and the tissue and the epidermis and the hand, the wrist bones and the fingers and so on. It's wildly complex, and the fingernails and the fingerprints of all things. Why would evolution, Darwinianism, give us fingerprints? Anyway, those regulatory genes, once that arm starts to form, then they flip a switch. They turn off. And they say, okay, we're forming that arm. Now that's it for that, for this person. This person only needs one left arm. But if there's a mutation, the regulatory gene doesn't quite get the message that the arm is being formed. So it sends out this important instruction, a set of instructions saying, hey, start making an arm. And all these little cells, what do they know? They're being told to make an arm. They start making an arm. So now you have two left arms. And depending on the kind of breakdown, the mutation, the degenerative process, you could end up with two left arms, two right arms, two left legs, two right legs. And when the parents have a child that has these genetic defects, they don't celebrate Darwinism and mutations and think, oh, our child is advanced. No, they do whatever they can to correct the child if they can anatomically. And so we're not getting better, we're getting worse. We're breaking down. And in fact, you could look at mutations and calculate backwards. And scientists originally, they said, oh, wow, if you calculate backwards, you go to like 100,000 years ago. Then they did a little more calculating and got back to 20,000 years ago. Then a little more calculating, got back to about 6,000 years ago. And some evolutionary scientists have said you could have all the mutations you need to get from the original mitochondrial Eve to us in about 6,000 years or so, less than 10,000 years. So here we are, not improving. We're going backwards. But it turns out that Professor Ian Wilmut has said that he has decided he will not pursue cloning human embryos in an effort to find treatment for degenerative disease. Instead, he's going to use stem cells. And, you know, adult stem cells is where the success has been so far. And you've got California and in England, where people who want to celebrate killing unborn children, they say, you know what, we're going to spend millions of dollars on embryonic stem cell research. And some of the scientists, they say, well, really, all the progress we're making with Parkinson's and other diseases, we're making it with adult stem cell research. We haven't had any progress so far in embryonic stem cell. And they say, we don't care. We just want to kill kids. We don't care if every last person suffering from Alzheimer's dies in another generation. They all come down with the disease and they die. We don't care. We just want to spend millions of dollars killing kids. We couldn't care less about whether we end up curing disease or not. That's why we're not interested in adult stem cell research, even though that's where the progress has been. We're interested in killing kids. So for whatever reason, Professor Ian Wilmut has broken that mold. And he's saying, you know what? I'm not going to clone human embryos. I'm going to work with adult stem cells. And that's pretty thrilling because you could get those out of what? You could get those out of the umbilical cord, adult stem cells. You could get those out of marrow. You could get those out of the juvenile teeth that fall out when your kids, when they lose their first set of teeth and they get their adult teeth. They're also called adult stem cells, I believe. Each one of those teeth have a plethora of stem cells in them. So that's pretty cool. And here in Colorado, and when we talk to the media, and when you talk to friends at work, and they say, well, isn't this silly getting rights for eggs? We could correct them politely, try not to make fun of them. You know, we don't want to make fun of P. Solomon Banda, the journalist for the Associated Press, who did these stories about the Colorado Supreme Court clears the way for egg rights. We don't want to make fun of him and say, Solomon, you need to remember your basic biology because an egg has only half of the genetic material that goes into a living human being. Only half. We are talking about genetically complete, unique, living human beings. We're not talking about eggs. We're not talking about sperm cells. We're talking about living human beings. That's pretty exciting. Okay, so two major developments today on the front page of Drudge. Colorado's personhood amendment effort is now known by journalists around the world. And that effort is underway. If you have not seen the 9 News report on that, you'll want to go to the internet. If you could get to the internet, it's at, well, Colorado's website, coloradorighttolife.org, their website. Right at the top of their page, they link to the 9 News report. And what a great report. The announcement that the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that this ballot initiative can go forward. Now, some people might say that's a victory. Well, I wouldn't call it a victory. I don't want to compliment our godless legal system in Colorado. Our Colorado Supreme Court, the justices, are godless and they're evil. They advocate the right to kill unborn children, and on issue after issue, they do not know right from wrong. In fact, they think God's enduring commands and his principles of governance and morality have nothing to do with their job. So I wouldn't call it a victory. I would call it a random event in a wicked system. When the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that we could start collecting signatures, we need about 100,000 signatures. So hopefully in the coming weeks, you'll get involved and get a petition from ColoradoForEqualRights.com. Get a petition and start getting people, anyone who's registered to vote in Colorado can sign a petition. And you could get a petition and start getting names on it. You sign it. One petition has 4 pages, 79 names, but you might get 10 or 20 names or 79. Fill it up. And so they issued this ruling not because they know it's wrong to kill unborn children. Certainly not. They did it perhaps for entertainment reasons. They just want to entertain themselves as they see the social battle over the right to life for the unborn. Maybe that's why they did it. But they didn't do it because they know right from wrong. They don't know right from wrong. And they're inherently godless in their conduct of jurisprudence here in Colorado. But it is exciting that we have this opportunity to educate the people of Colorado and around the country and around the world that a human being is made in God's image and likeness, and we are endowed by our Creator with the inalienable right to life. That is crucially important that we are able to educate the public regarding that issue. So there's a lot happening today. Colorado Right to Life got a major shot in the arm, major encouragement, a major grant. And that's thrilling to be able to report. And the movie coming out, Expelled, that's exciting. February, Ben Stein's movie. We'll be talking more about that. The movie Bella is doing extremely well. The Pro-Life Leaders Summit last week here in Denver, hosted by Colorado Right to Life, that went so well that one of the results is that a new national pro-life organization will be launched. And that national organization will stand squarely on principle and teach the rest of the pro-life community that we are to fight to protect unborn children by advocating personhood and the God-given right to life of the unborn, and that it is actually wrong. It is wrong to regulate the killing of unborn children. That is wrong. So there's a lot going on, folks. There's a lot. Please don't get discouraged. Don't faint. Don't pass out at the sight of blood. There's a war going on, but we need your help. We need your help. Colorado Right to Life needs your help. A new listener sent in a donation to Bob and Yurt Live. We got it in the mail just today. Somebody we never heard of, hundreds of dollars. A great encouragement even here at Bob and Yurt Live. And if you'd like, on Sunday, come visit Denver Bible Church in Arvada, Colorado. I have the honor of pastoring Denver Bible Church. What a wonderful time we had yesterday. So that's it. We're out of time, but I also want to tell you about Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, a wonderful Christian school. And you could go to their website, maranathachristiancenter.org, to find out about them. They've been a sponsor here at Bob and Yurt Live for years. In fact, they started almost 15 years ago with us. So thank you. And KGov.com, that's our site. May God bless you.